When it comes to moving abroad and finding a job or work, looking at yourself as a business could help you make a success of your move. Because to a certain extent, you are a business. Now you might be like, oh, what is she talking about? Let me explain.
I am your host, Busi Global, and you're listening to Keep Your Life on Track, a podcast where practical and actionable guidance is shared for the aspiring and current migrant, helping you navigate the process of pursuing your goals and thriving in a foreign land while taking care of yourself, with the underlying values to everything we do being trust, responsibility, accountability, collaboration, and kindness.
I am a South African who has lived in both Europe and North America, and if you are new to my channel, in 2023, I became a Canadian citizen, making me a dual citizen of South Africa and Canada. Things are constantly changing, and if you don't act while the window of opportunity is still open, you may find it is a bit harder to move abroad or find a job because the process has changed, the fees have gone up. So acting while that window of opportunity is still open for you is very important, and this is where looking at yourself like a business comes in. And if you were running a business, you would want to ensure that you are doing things that are helping you meet the goals of your business. So if you look at yourself as a business and you have clearly defined goals, you're going to outline objectives that are going to help you meet those goals. Some of the areas I think you should consider yourself a business in are: number one, strategic direction; number two, marketing; and number three is sales. And I will get into a bit more details of each one of these in the video. And then the last one is client or customer success. And these are fields that I've personally worked in from a corporate perspective. So I have a lot of experience in marketing. Well, I actually haven't worked in marketing in my corporate experience. From a marketing perspective, that is experience that I have gained with hands-on experience being on social media and also doing certifications just to deepen my understanding and knowledge of the digital marketing and e-commerce space specifically. Sales, I started working in sales very early in my career, and I have been in the customer success space for a very long time. And you need it in your life if you want to up-level your career fulfillment and overall life experience in general. Now, how does strategic direction impact my life, you wonder? Let's first define what strategic direction means so we are on the same page. Strategic direction is the set of activities and decisions a firm needs to make to achieve its goals and objectives. But Busi, I am not a firm. And I'm here to tell you, you should be considering yourself like you are one. Because if you are somebody who's been thinking about moving abroad and it's been a number of years, but it still hasn't happened because you either haven't taken the right action, you have let it go for so long that there's a lot of things that have changed and opportunities that were once available to you are not available to you anymore. If you start looking at yourself like a business and you start following the steps that a business would take if they were trying to achieve their goals, you would more likely find yourself in a position where you are realizing your goal, your dream of moving abroad, living abroad, working abroad. And this is not to say if you do not take conscious steps to achieve your goals of moving abroad and working abroad, it's never going to happen. You are just somebody who is leaving it to chance. So now let's tweak that definition of strategic direction so you are able to see yourself in it a bit better. So strategic direction is the set of activities and decisions an individual or family needs to make to achieve their goals and objectives. You are an individual, you want to move, you need some strategic direction. You are a family and you want to move. Strategic direction is something that can help you get there. So now let's go through an example of a family or an individual who wants to move abroad. So the goal is moving abroad. The objectives that you could be looking at is researching and selecting your destination, legal and administrative requirements, financial planning, language proficiency, employment and career strategy, cultural adaptation and integration, healthcare and insurance, housing and accommodation, social support network, logistics and practical arrangements. And if your goal is to move abroad and you have never actioned either one of the objectives that I just mentioned, chances are very high that you might never realize and see your goal come into being because you are not taking the steps that are gonna actually get you there. And if you have moved abroad or you are in the process of moving abroad, but you are looking at at this list of objectives that I just shared and you're like, that is such a long list and I have not focused on a lot of things that are on there, you might be one of the people who has focused on two major components or objectives that I have shared. And that's something that I see quite often with a lot of people. And it is objectives that are very important, because without them, how would you be moving? Or even making a life, like being able to make ends meet after you've moved. And those two objectives are legal and administrative requirements and employment. And notice I only said employment and not the entire employment and career strategy, because a lot of people are not thinking about it that far along. I just want to get abroad, live there, find a job, and that is it. I will be happy. And a lot of times I think that a lot of people who ignore all the other objectives end up not having as much of a fulfilled life, or are going to struggle with a lot of things, because there's a lot that goes into moving abroad. And that is why you'll find a lot of people say it is a very difficult thing to do. It is difficult because you are moving into a new environment. There's a lot that you are going to be moving away from. There's so many new things and newness, even with the financial system that you're going to be existing in. A lot of things are going to be very different. And if you have not taken the proper precautions or the proper measures to make sure that you are preparing yourself adequately for a lot of different areas in your life, you might find that you end up struggling with some of the things that I mentioned in the objectives under moving abroad. And of course, that is not an exhaustive list or a hard list that every single person would need to look at in that particular order and way. It is just at a general level what a lot of people would want to look at if they want to make sure that they are looking at their moving abroad journey from a more holistic perspective than just, I want to move, I want to get a job, and once those two things are sorted, we'll see everything else when we get there. And I mean, that's an approach on its own as well that you can take. But I am asking you to just look at things in a different way to make your own life a little easier after you have moved. Now, the next goal, find a job. What are some of the objectives that you can have if you are looking for a job? Number one, it could be identifying your career goals, skills assessment and development, networking and personal branding, resume or CV and cover letter optimization, your job search strategy, interview preparation, salary negotiation and benefits evaluation. And a lot of people do not negotiate their job offers. You can negotiate a lot more than just your salary. I do have a video on the channel that you can look at if you've never negotiated and you're thinking, how do I even go about doing it? And the next objective is continued learning and professional growth, flexibility and adaptability, and persistence and resilience. If you looked at yourself like a business, you would not likely neglect aspects about your business that could contribute to your success. If you are getting where I am going with this, comment, go deeper, Busi, in the comment section so I know that you are with me. I am working on a program that is going to help you navigate moving abroad and finding a job. Spots are going to be limited once the program is ready. So if you want to know about it as soon as it is live, use the link in the description to sign up for the wait list, and you will be amongst the first people who know once the program is live to help you navigate moving abroad and finding a job. Okay, so now let's talk about that marketing piece. We spoke about strategic direction, having goals, objectives, and working on those objectives to ensure that you are reaching your goals. Now, from a marketing perspective, what on earth could that be if I am looking for a job, for example? Your resume, your LinkedIn profile, your cover letter, and depending on the fields that you work in, it could be your portfolio. Maybe you have a website. Those are all things that are there to market you. This is where you are creating awareness of your existence, showing why you could be that right person for this role that that company is hiring for, that you may want to work for. When you get to speak to a recruiter, a hiring manager, or a hiring team, and you are not able to properly sell yourself, you are not likely going to get a job offer. This is where looking at that sales side of your business is going to help you position yourself and get the opportunities that you are looking for. Because if your bottleneck at this point is, I managed to get an interview, I can get that initial screening call, but things maybe just go quiet after that, then you are having a bottleneck when it comes to selling yourself. How are you positioning yourself? What is your unique selling point? What is your value proposition? If there are, let's say, 5 candidates that are being interviewed for this particular role, what makes you stand apart from everybody else that is applying to this exact same role? And that's where having an awareness of yourself is going to help, because you are more easily going to be able to draw from your strengths, things that you've experienced, things that you've done that can complement this role in a way that nobody else's experience can. But if you can't articulate and explain those things in a very clear and concise way, you are missing out on the opportunity of telling your employers and the recruiters why you are the best person for that position, and have them see without a shadow of doubt that you are the right person for that role. So learning how to sell yourself, if it's something that you don't know how to do, is going to be very beneficial. And the way that you are going to do that is practice. If you've never done it before, you need to practice. Practice your interviews, practice answering questions. And then that client or customer success piece of looking at yourself like you were a business comes in how you perform your job, how you are reporting on your performance, how you understand what the goals of your stakeholders are and how you execute against those goals. Taking their feedback, learning from it, implementing that feedback. This is how you grow in your role and in your career in general. And that client that I'm talking about, that customer, is your employer. If you are looking at yourself like a business, you are serving a client who is your employer, and making sure that you are managing their success with your presence, your impact, is how you help yourself get ahead. So like I said previously, I am working on a program that will help you navigate moving abroad and finding a job. Spots will be limited once the program is available. Sign up to be on the wait list through the link in my description.
Help yourself make more informed decisions. Subscribe to the podcast and keep your life on track with me, your host, Boosie Global. I'll see you on the next episode.